do feel another one for tonight's service. Looking forward to what God will do. Amen. In our midst. Praise the Lord. I hope that we're hungry for the Word of God. Amen. That we want to receive from God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And before we even read our text, I'd like to ask us today if we could make sure that we receive the Word of God again with a rake and not with a pitchfork. Amen. Don't deflect it or pitch it to somebody else. Amen. But let's take it to ourselves, can we? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to receive what God has for me. You know, even services that I preach, I want God to speak to me. Praise the Lord. And He does that. He does that. Pastor that's preaching all the time and is not hearing others preaching, if he does not hunger and thirst for the Word of God himself, amen, could end up dry. Praise God. But I need the Word of God. Praise the Lord. There's times that God convicts me. Amen. While I'm preaching. Praise God. Amen. And that doesn't mean that I'm backslid or anything like that. It just means that I want to be sensitive to the Word of God. And all of us need that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's not a one of us perfect. Amen. Amen. And so let's reach for the Lord. Amen. Have a desire for God. And that's something that I want to talk about today. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I want to read all three verses again. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, he writes to the church, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God, that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Praise the Lord. Amen. How many have tasted that the Lord is gracious? He's gracious. Praise the Lord. I'd like to preach with the Lord's help on this subject. Really, it's just some thoughts on taste and hunger. Some thoughts on taste and hunger. Let's pray and ask Him to speak to us. Can we, precious Savior? We love you, Jesus. I just want to follow the Holy Ghost. Would you help us? Would you help us? Would you help us? Help me, God. Help each of the me's in this place, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak to God, Lord, and help us, God, to be sensitive to hear. Lord Jesus, as Stephen, dear God, was, Lord, hearing your voice. Dear God, hallelujah, Lord, and said, here am I. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, would you talk to us and help us? We need, dear God, what you have for us today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, can we? Let's worship Him. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, God. I'm thankful, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's good to be in the church. Good to be saved, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. A few thoughts on taste and hunger. Amen. Appetite or hunger, with a very similar meaning, and then taste are often just in our language, made to mean the same thing. For example, one can say that I have no appetite, or you could say I have no taste for food, and they really mean the same thing. But there's a distinct difference between taste and hunger, and there is a relationship between those two that I feel that we need to talk about here. And I'm not just talking about, I'm going to use a tool, Brother Paul, that Jesus used, taking something that we can relate to in the physical. That was how he did parables, and relaying it to a spiritual matter. And I want to talk about physical taste and physical hunger, and then I want to draw some analogies and bring it down to spiritual taste and spiritual hunger. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I would to God that we would have a hunger, a desire for the things of God. Praise the Lord. I don't feel I'm going to be going fast today. Amen. But I also don't feel that I'm going to be long today. But I do want to have a good season of prayer when we're done. Praise the Lord. Amen. If we could be of a prayerful mind and spirit, amen, for the next little while, I feel it will help us. Praise God. Amen. In relationship to food, an appetite is a desire for food. Amen. An appetite, which was displayed readily yesterday, amen, by some folks, I was actually surprised at how much they packed away. Amen. They just, they went at it, amen, with a zeal. Amen. There was an appetite. And so an appetite is a desire for food. And it can, in its more extreme case, it can be a painful sensation occasioned by hunger. Amen. Where you get that little something down there that says, I really want to eat something right now. Amen. And you can feel like you could eat a lot, amen, even if you can't, because of that pang of hunger. Taste, however, is to perceive. It's one of our five senses. It's to perceive by means of the tongue and taste buds on the tongue, flavor or delicacy. It's called, according to one encyclopedia, gustatory perception. That's for the scholars among you that want to learn. Matthew wants to be maybe a doctor or something like that, or just got an interest. Gustatory perception. It is to have a certain sensation and consequence of something being applied to the tongue, which is our organ of taste. The five taste sensations, I thought it was four, amen, of sour, sweet, salt, bitter, and umami. Some folks didn't know that, huh? Make up what we, the taste of what we, what we taste. Amen. And umami literally means delicious, and it is characterized by a, according to the reading that I did on it, a brothy or meaty flavor. And it is a distinct perception separate from some of the others. I want to talk a little bit about that. Taste and see that the Lord is good. There's something delicious about God. There's something wonderful about God. There's something that just makes you desire more of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I do desire Him today more than I ever have. Praise the Lord. I really do. I feel like I'm closer to God than I've ever been. Praise God. And I have a desire to be closer tomorrow than I am today. When I was courting my wife and sometime after, I can't pronounce it anymore. I've kind of forgotten, but I do remember what it is in English. We would say it in French. Amen. But it meant I love you more than yesterday and less than tomorrow. I love you more than yesterday and less than tomorrow. That's the way that it should be with God. And the reason that it can be that way is because the Lord is good. Amen. Because we can taste of the Lord and we can desire more of Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Praise God. But I do want to preach to us. Amen. I want to help us today because I feel like there's been a slacking in the hunger of God, of the things of God in some areas. And we're going into a new year. And we started last year with it seemed like a bang. Amen. And we had revival service. We went a week thinking, well, we'll try for two if we can afford it. And we ended up going 10 weeks and God did some wonderful things. Amen. And I feel like there will still be fruit from that. Amen. For some time to come. But there needs to be a hunger. And I feel like a hunger was stirred within us and I want it to stir again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The hunger or the appetite has more to do with the stomach, and taste has specifically to do with the tongue. Jesus mentioned the importance of an appetite in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Amen. And when you hunger after God, you're hungering after righteousness and after the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Amen. There's something wonderful that comes into a life because of righteousness, because of right living. Amen. Because of right thinking, because getting our mind and our thoughts and our speech. Amen. Aligned with the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Will bring some fulfillment in your life like nothing else can. Amen. That you can have a lot of money in the bank and a nice home. You can have a beautiful car and stairs as you go down the street. Amen. Because somebody is oohing and aahing over your nice vehicle. And you can have all of these things. You might be good looking. Amen. Praise the Lord. But there's nothing, amen, like having the peaceable fruit of righteousness in your life where you can lie down at night and all is well with your brethren and all is well in your family and all is well in your God, with your God. Amen. Because, amen, you have aligned yourself, amen, to walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it's not just a pretense. And it's not just something that you say. But it is something that you are. Amen. It is something that you live. It is something that makes up what you are. Amen. In your being. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I hunger after righteousness in my life. I hunger after God having His way in me. Let's worship the Lord, can we? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yokoriyama. I love you, Jesus. Hunger, hunger, hunger. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Not everyone hungers. Amen. And not everyone thirsts. But those that do will be filled. And what is the difference between someone that hungers and thirsts after God and someone who doesn't?
Someone who stagnates in their relationship with God or in their pursuit of God. And someone who continues to draw closer to Him. Praise the Lord. And love Him more, amen, today than yesterday. And love Him less today than tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. There is, there's something, amen, that God desires a hunger in our hearts. Praise the Lord. And I'm just, this might seem random, some of these thoughts on taste and hunger. I don't mean it to be. But when I preach the Word of God, whether it's here in Oakley, whether it's in Lima, Peru, whether it's in some other church, some other place, amen, I'm always, always on the lookout for hunger in the congregation and in individuals in particular. If people are not hungry, the preached Word will not feed them. Amen. If people are not hungry, amen, the preached Word will not feed them. You can have a well-prepared feast spread on a dining room table, and yet it may be left completely untouched because there is no appetite in those sitting at the table. It might taste wonderful. It might look wonderful. Amen. It might be the perfect temperature and the perfect texture. Amen. Just as it ought to be. And the place setting might be perfect in every way. But it will still get cold if it sits there uneaten because of a lack of appetite. Amen. I have seen and been in many services where there was anointed preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord. And folks went home full. Amen. And folks went home overflowing. And folks went home, amen, with the joy of God upon them. Amen. And others out of the same service went home with a ho-hum attitude and feeling like I just didn't really get anything. What is the difference? I'll tell you what the difference is. There's a hunger and a thirst. Amen. And when you hunger and you thirst, you shall be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish that I could just pray a hunger upon somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish that I could put a hunger in somebody. Amen. But I can't do it. But I do come, amen, this morning to preach, amen, that you can do something about your hunger. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated. I have noticed, amen, in my 54 years of living, watching humanity, seeing people going through troubles and trials in their life, I've noticed that physically, when people become ill, they become sick, they often lose their appetite. They also, it seems, I've seen it many times, lose an acute sense of taste. Everything begins to taste the same, which is to say bland. They lose the distinction between the sweet and the sour, the bitter, the salty, and the meaty, brothy taste of umami. The distinctions become indiscernible. And inevitably when the taste diminishes, so does the appetite. Appetites are very much dependent, it seems, on taste and smell. And our Bible passage that we read does tie the two together. How often has the smell of fresh baked bread. Or maybe a charbroiled steak. When you walk into the house, suddenly make you hungry. When you weren't even thinking about it. All of a sudden, I've had it happen before where I was not even thinking at all about food, wasn't hungry at all. And that smell, all of a sudden, there was a pain right there. It's like, oh, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. And does this not teach us, or can this not teach us, the importance of the aroma of worship and praise in our services? Praise God. The Bible says that the prayers and praise of the saints are golden vials full of odors. Amen. The incense in the tabernacle was symbolic of the prayers and praise of the saints ascending. There was in the tabernacle fresh baked bread that was there upon the table. Amen. And I'm sure that it would stir up a healthy appetite. Amen. In someone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our prayer and our praise and our worship ought to have a smell of freshness to it. It ought to have a sweet savor to it that draws others into the experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's important, amen, that we have this, amen, in our services. Praise the Lord. Those that are lost, those that are outside, amen, those that come into our services, praise the Lord, should begin to be able to smell the sweet savor of praise and worship unto the Lord. And it should create in them an appetite that begins to awaken, amen, so that they can taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, amen, one of the senses, one of the five parts of taste, amen, ye are the salt of the earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when they come in and they begin to hear your praise coming from your heart to a holy God, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting, amen, and they see a pure life, amen, they see someone that is not a hypocrite. They see someone living, amen, what it is that they say on the outside. Can I tell you, you are the salt of the earth, amen. You're giving them a taste of the holy God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know if you have your Bibles open, but I want to look again at verses 2 and 3 of 1 Peter, chapter number 2. And notice the relationship between taste and hunger in verses 2 and 3. He said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. The Apostle Peter is basically saying that since you have tasted, there should be the desire. Since you have tasted, church, there should be the appetite. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, if you've tasted, then as, really the way that it seems to read, amen, then as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. There is something, amen, within every baby that they're born hungry. They're just born with a desire. Amen. And they want to eat, and they have a desire for that milk. Amen. It is something that is innate within in them. It is something that they desire. Babies do better on breast milk than they do on formula. Babies, amen, are more nutrition. There is something, I did a little bit of reading, and there's something in a mother's milk, amen, that brings out a desire, amen, inside of a baby to eat, amen. And they desire. It is instinctive. It is something that God placed within them. And it is actually, as I understand it in reading, it has that umami type of flavor. Amen. Somehow there is something in it that is delicious and that a baby craves. And he said, if you have tasted of the goodness of the Lord, if you have tasted of God, then there ought to be a desire, amen, for the word of God. There ought to be a desire, amen, like in that newborn baby, amen, that desires as newborn babes desire, praise the Lord. Amen. But I have seen people lose the desire that when they first come in as newborn babes in Christ, amen, and everything is a wonder, and everything is beautiful, and everything about the church excites, amen, and they can't wait to go and do this, and cannot wait and go and do that, and they go through the breadth of the land, and walk through it, and they claim it, amen, and they begin to make the promises their own, amen, and there's a wonder in the preaching, and there is a wonder in the worship. I've seen it wane. I've seen it slack off. Amen. Because there is a sickness that comes that takes away the taste. And after the taste is gone, the hunger begins to subside. Let's worship the Lord, can we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray, Jesus, right now against every devil that would try to hinder the hearing. Oh, the hearing of the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord God, let it reverberate in our hearts, God. Let it speak to us, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, help it, God, help us. Oh, Lord, that the word would get through today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, basically, since you have tasted, there should be that desire. There should be that appetite. Conversely, when saints of God begin to lose their taste for the things of God, it'll just be a matter of time before the appetite wanes. And there is a cause for this. And it is in verse number 1. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings as newborn babes desire. Amen. These are signs of sickness. They are signs of a malady that take away the taste of the goodness of the Lord. Malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings. And I've got to ask a question for you to ask yourself. Have you lost the wonder of the Lord? Has that newborn desire, amen, waned? Has your hunger for living for God waned? Your hunger for the word of God, has it subsided? Amen. Where it doesn't excite you the way that it once did. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the way that it ought to. And there are these maladies. Amen. That you don't take a pill to get rid of them. You don't go to a doctor to get rid of them other than Dr. Jesus. Praise the Lord. In a time of prayer. Amen. But these are things that you can and do need to deal with. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says it's us that we that need to deal with them. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all evil speakings, he said, desire, this as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. If you've tasted that the Lord's gracious, then you ought to have the desire. And if you can't taste, amen, and see that the Lord is good, if you don't have the desire, amen, for the sincere milk of the word of God, praise the Lord, then there are some things that he says you need to lay aside. The word lay aside has been translated also to put away. Amen. To put off of you. Amen. Lay it aside. Amen. Like you would lay aside a coat. Amen. And get your hands off of it and get rid of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is it that he said that you need to lay aside? I want to talk about some of those things because I have a feeling that they are stealing. Amen. Some of the joy and some of the desire. Amen. For the things of God in your life. And the only one, amen, that can do anything about it is you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord for a moment, can we? Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. He said there are things you need to lay aside, things you need to put away. First thing he said was all malice, all malice, the word all, amen, in the Greek means all, or it means the whole, amen, not cleaning up a little bit, amen, but dealing with all of it, praise the Lord. I don't believe, by the way, in repenting a little bit at a time, amen, praise the Lord. I believe Bible repentance is you just jump in, amen, Bible repentance is you just repent. Amen. Bible repentance. Amen. It'll get rid of the desires for all these other things. If you really repent, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I want to talk about a number of these things. Amen. Amen. What does malice mean? In the Greek, it means badness or wickedness or vices of any kind. Amen. Badness or wickedness or vices of any kind. Amen. There are some things if you've got some things in your closet, amen, so to speak, that you don't want anybody to know about. Amen. You need to repent of some things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you've got things that keep drawing you and drawing you and drawing you and drawing you, amen, you need to cut some things off from your life. Amen. And get rid of the temptation. Amen. And the source of the temptation. Praise the Lord. If there's anything, amen, any kind of wickedness within you, amen, you need to deal with it, amen, by repenting, amen, of it. Praise the Lord. I can't go into any more detail than that because it's very broad. Amen. It includes a lot of things. But there may be some things, amen, that God has quickened your mind in your heart, amen, where you might be in a place where you need to get rid of some things in your life. Amen. Some attitudes. Amen. Some spirits. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let God have his way in you. Amen. And then he said you need to lay aside all guile. All guile. That is deceit. That is underhandedness. And it goes along with the very next thing of hypocrisy, which in the Greek is singular here in this verse. Amen. All guile and hypocrisy. Now can I tell you that guile, you can beguile yourself. You can trick yourself into thinking, amen, that you're, that well, I'm okay. And I'm doing everything right, and because I'm not, you know, that malice, that vice, I don't have any vices. But there are some iniquities of the spirit that will steal your joy and steal the taste of the Lord, of the goodness of the Lord, and steal, amen, plunder you right in the middle of church, right in the middle of a good Holy Ghost service. Praise God, with the Holy Ghost falling. Amen. People, amen, begin to speak in tongues. And you sit there and you're not happy and you're not enjoying it. Amen. Why is that? I'll tell you why it is. Amen. Because you've got something in your heart that needs to come out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've got a malady that you need to lay aside. Amen. There's this guile, amen, that you can even trick yourself and try to convince others, amen, that everything is all right. Amen. I've seen folks put on the face. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they come and they act like things are okay, but on the inside things are not okay. Amen. Put on a smile to try to hide what's going on the inside. But can I tell you something? God wants to heal the inside. God wants to do something on the inside. God wants to take the hurt away on the inside. God wants to take the malice away. God wants to take, amen, the guile away. He wants you to be honest enough with yourself to get it right with God. The toughest person to face is yourself. I don't know if you've ever taken the time to look yourself in the mirror and look yourself in the eye and ask yourself, what are you all about? Hello? Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. You've got to face yourself. And there are things about yourself that if you'll be honest, that you know, amen, God is not pleased with, and you know that are not right, amen, and you know that you've got to change, amen. Why don't you just jerk the cover off, amen, and let the light of God's word shine in there upon you and change, amen, and do what it is that God said that you need to do and lay aside the guile. Praise the Lord. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. And can I tell you that you're not fooling anybody? Hypocrisy. Jesus spoke of hypocrisy. Those that honor me with their lips, but their heart's far from me. Say, well, my heart's not far from God. It might be farther than you think. Can you be honest with yourself? I'm trying to help somebody here. I'm trying to help more than one somebody here. Praise the Lord. God put this on my heart. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen. And this is not bragging. This is humbling. Amen. But I feel an anointing upon me to preach this. Praise the Lord. Amen. I feel like God is wanting to do something. Amen. God is wanting to change something in your heart this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hypocrisy, it's a pretense of Christianity and love when in fact there's anger in your heart and hatred in your heart. It's flattery with your tongue speaking one way but feeling another. It needs to be laid aside. Praise the Lord. Can you receive the word of God? today? Can you receive the Word of God today? There were seven or eight times, I think it was seven times in the Gospels, Jesus said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear. If a man has ears, let him hear." It was repeated seven times in Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Envies. Envies of those to whom we think ourselves obliged to play the hypocrite. God put on a pretense in front of them. Envies, according to the Greek, can be ill will toward others. For no good reason. You might think you have a reason. But there's no good reason. Just ill will towards somebody. Because of whatever. I've seen envy. And it's not the same word as jealousy. In the Greek or in English. But wanting to see someone stumble, wanting to see something happen, wanting to see, secretly delighting in the pain or the hurt of others. Without any good, valid reason at all. I know a lady that's a pastor's wife. And a sweet lady. I've known her since before married and kids and all of that stuff. And saw her down at West Coast Conference. Talked for a while, amen, about her son not doing well. But I remember girls envious of her and wishing her ill will. And she had a pure spirit. She was upright. Not a proud bone in her body. But if she would have tripped coming down from choir, they would have secretly enjoyed that. That's envy. Need to lay these things aside. Evil speakings. Here it means a defamer. It's translated in 2 Corinthians 12 and 20 as backbitings. Speaking badly to one another and behind their back. Those things will steal your hunger. Those things will steal the taste away. Those things are maladies, amen, that rob you of the joy that you could have in every service. Amen, of the victory that you can have in the preaching, in the singing, amen, in the worship, in your daily walk, praise the Lord. It will put the bounce back in your step. It will make your prayer time, amen, enjoyable again. It will, praise the Lord, it will put the excitement back on the inside. It will put the wonder back in your life, amen, to lay some things aside. Praise the Lord. Amen. But there's some folks, amen, they just want to cling to this and cling to that and make up hurts and all kinds of things so that they could be offended someplace and nurse that. Amen. Can I tell you something? Praise the Lord, that God does not want you to live in that kind of misery. Amen. Praise the Lord. He came, amen, and said some things that your joy might be full. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said one of the things he said three times, amen, was to love one another. Amen. That very night when he said, "These things have I said that your joy might be full." Three times it was spoken more than any other thing. Amen. That you ought to love one another. When you love somebody, amen, you prefer them above yourself. When you love somebody, they're more important than you are. Amen, their feelings are more important than your feelings. Amen, their desires more important than your desires. Their children more important than your children. Their mother more important than your mother. Hallelujah. Praise God, when you love somebody, amen, when you care for somebody, praise God, can I tell you, Lord Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might be full. Praise the Lord, it'll put the bounce back in your step, it'll lift up the chin that hangs down, amen, the hands, amen, that are weary. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've come with a message of hope. I've come with an excitement in me. Amen. That somebody will hear the word of God. Amen. And lay some things aside and get your joy back. Get your wonder back. Get the taste. Oh, that wonderful taste, amen, that umami, amen, hallelujah. Oh, that you could taste the bitter, that you could taste the sweet, that you could taste the salt, that you could taste the sour, amen, that you could taste, oh, hallelujah. And see that the Lord is good. As newborn babes, amen, get the taste back. That you might desire, that you might desire, that you might desire the things that steal your wonder and steal your joy and take the flavor out of living for God. Put them away. Lay them aside. Repent of these things. Stop doing them. Stop saying them. Stop thinking them. Stop being them. Amen. Live. Amen. Praise the Lord with some freedom in your life and lay down these things that are stealing from you the joy that Jesus died upon the cross. Amen. Looking ahead to the joy that was set before Him that can be yours. Let's worship the Lord together. Lift your voice to Him. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just as one who is physically sick loses their taste for food, loses their taste for their nourishment, and they need, and they know that they need to eat to stay healthy. In the same way, it becomes a labor to live for God when these ailments, when these maladies take hold of your heart. That's not God's will. I've seen people sick and in the hospital eat just because they know that they must eat. I've seen husbands, wives, spoon feed their spouse. Come on, you need this. I've done it to my dad. Come on, you need this. They just, no desire, nothing tastes good. Eventually, if the ailment is not cured, they just give up. And they don't have the nutrition, and their death will follow just shortly after. I've seen it. This applies, my friend, in the spiritual. And the answer is make yourself well. Lay these things aside. I read a quote from Abe Lincoln. He once said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. This is true in the spiritual. True of the spiritual freedom and vitality that comes from a consistent hungering for God. For he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Let's stand in the house of the Lord. Musicians, come. Every head bowed, please, in the house of God. Every eye closed. If we falter, lose that spiritual freedom, that spiritual vitality, that joy, that wonder, that desire, it's because we did not hear and heed. If you walk away after hearing this message and do not the things that the Lord says to do, I do fear for you. There are attitudes and malice that need to be repented of. There's deceit and hypocrisy that needs to be laid aside. Put away from thee the froward tongue, the Bible says. That tongue that tears down your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. Put away the backbiting tongue and taste and see that the Lord is good. And when you taste again, you'll desire again and hunger again for the things of God and for God Himself. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Would you lift your hands right now? Hallelujah. Talk to Him. Would you talk to Him? 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I'm not asking you to come to this altar. The Holy Ghost is asking you to come to this altar. Would you come? Come on, come on, come on. Praise the Lord. Take the time to pray. Take the time to pray. Take the time. Take the time. Hallelujah. Seek God. Seek God. Repent. Repent. Tell God you're sorry. Tell God you're sorry. Things you've done. Ways back the things you said. Forgive me, Jesus. I want my joy back, God. I want the hunger back, God. I want the flavor back, Lord Jesus. Come on, nobody's gonna make you pray. You gotta pray. The Holy Ghost calls you. Holy Ghost talking to you. Oh, don't push him off. Pray, pray, pray. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Lay some things aside. Ask God to forgive you. Jesus.